July 13, the Spirit of Grace, that still small voice. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Hebrews 3, 7, and 8. Conscience is the voice of God, heard amid the conflict of human passions. When it is resisted, the Spirit of God is grieved. Men have the power to quench the Spirit of God. The power of choosing is left with them. They are allowed freedom of action. They may be obedient through the name and grace of our Redeemer, or they may be disobedient and realize the consequences. The Lord requires us to obey the voice of duty when there are other voices all around us urging us to pursue an opposite course. It requires earnest attention from us to distinguish the voice which speaks from God. We must resist and conquer inclination and obey the voice of conscience without parleying or compromise, lest its prompting cease and will and impulse control. The word of the Lord comes to us all who have not resisted his Spirit by determining not to hear and obey. This voice is heard in warnings, in counsels, in reproof. It is the Lord's message of light to his people. If we wait for louder calls or better opportunities, the light may be withdrawn and we left in darkness. The pleadings of the Spirit, neglected today because pleasure or inclination leads in an opposite direction, may be powerless to convince or even impress tomorrow. To improve the opportunities of the present with prompt and willing hearts is the only way to grow in grace and the knowledge of the truth. We should ever cherish a sense that individually we are standing before the Lord of hosts. No word, no act, no thought, even, should be indulged to offend the eye of the Eternal One. If we would feel that in every place we are the servants of the Most High, we would be more circumspect. Our whole life would possess to us a meaning and a sacredness which earthly honors can never give. The thoughts of the heart, the words of the lips, and every act of the life will make our character more worthy if the presence of God is continually felt. Let the language of the heart be, "Lo, God is here." Then the life will be pure, the character unspotted, the soul continually uplifted to the Lord.